Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, The Third Ingredient. Jack Mitchell's our guest, our good friend, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. Chairman of the Mitchell's family of stores, 9 of them around the country. I encourage you to find out more about them, Mitchell's.com. And as I've said in the meantime, and by the way, folks, check out his books, the Hug Your Customers series, and there's a whole bunch of them there, and it's all about how to apply the human factor, and whatever that might be, whether it might be your voice or whatever, maybe just listening. The human factor, Jack is a pro with this, and he makes it look good in the marketplace, and he's got it on paper for you to read. Jack, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I wanted you to talk about is this card that I have here in front of me, Mitchell Family Values. You alluded to them a little bit earlier, but I want you to talk about how you guys use this in your business, in your relationship with each other. Folks, Jack, as you've heard me say before, and I've said many times on the show, John Nesbitt had it right 40 years ago. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. I call that Nesbitt's razor. And that's true. We're still analog humans, regardless of how much we tech we use, and that means we still need hugs, right?
Thank you, Jim. Yes, I think we do. And as you said, I've written 3 books, Hug Your Customers, Hug Your People, which is employees, and then Selling the Hug Your Customer Way. So our whole business has been from mom and dad starting our business 1958 till today is trying to keep in touch with the customers. But we were fortunate enough that we have an executive group that is in addition to our 9 family members that work in our family business. And we engaged a company called Interwill. In all disclosure, I have to be on the board. They asked me to be on the board. But we've used Interwill now for about 5 years. And they helped us codify our values that they listen to, that you and I have talked about. I've been with you on your show. So the whole idea of our business, and it's all on a card, and people are supposed to carry this card, and I'm waving in front of me now, and you have one in your hand, around in their breast pocket of their jacket, in their handbag or whatever. So it starts out by having the name of the store on top. It could be Wilkes Bashford, it could be Mario's, it could be Richards. But then below it says local brands, but shared values of the Mitchell stores. So we're the Mitchell stores, but we have the different. We want to be the best local store that sells quality. Luxury products in men's and women's clothing and in jewelry. Jewelry is a big part of our business.
The thing that's so powerful about this is your employees carry this with them, and it's available. I mean, I hope they show it to customers whenever they can, because more than ever in my career, people care about this now. This is front and center stuff. Values are front and center, and I got to believe post-pandemic, it's going to be even more imperative. What do you think?
I will believe it. That we carry them, and then we write up every day. Every team leader, sales team leader, and every store writes up the day and picks up 3 or 4 stories of how Jim came in. I came all the way from the South somewhere, and he bought this and he bought that, and we got up already. The tailor shop got the. We write up the stories using the values that we have of customers being the center of the universe. That's the first one. The second one is relationship, authentic relationships, not baloney or BS, but ones that build loyal relationships, not only with our customers, but our vendors. I mean, we know Jill Dozenia, we know Giorgio Armani, we know Ralph Lauren. These are the people that we do business with. So in times like this, they help us out because they know that we're going to pay our bills, and they know that who we are that are there. The third one is data. we talked about that a little bit before, information-based decision-making, using data, not only to know the score, but how we use technology to stay personal, like we said, names, birthdays, anniversaries. Can you imagine getting a birthday card, you know, with a $100 certificate in it, mm-hmm. but from your sales associate or from one of the owners? And then the third part of that data, and we're involved in this right now, we want to have everybody understand that we have to ensure the financial success of the business. Everybody has to sacrifice together. Everybody has to do that. And then excellence, we're always trying to be better. What new things can we think of to service the customers? How can we listen and we learn and we grow?
All of these things are printed and given to everybody, and they're available for the customers to see. So, I mean, this is just a daily reminder. These are their standards. These are their non-negotiables, right, Jack? These are non-negotiables. Last thoughts.
Non-negotiable, right? And accountable. That's part of the. I can't read everything on that, but they have to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we ask people to do these things, and we have methods through data now. We have a data scientist. She used to work for the government, so we have ways digging in to find out who does these things and who doesn't.
Right.
Not to check in, but to check up. How can we inspire them to do these kinds of things?
Can they find this information on your website, Mitchell's?
Yes, it should be right there. If not, my personal email is jackm@mitchells.com.
All right, jackm@mitchells.com.
I welcome anybody emailing me.
Thank you for being here, Jack. We'll see you next time. Good job today. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Jack Mitchell. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.